Conference 549, day number 106. Friday morning Bible exposition, Dr. Stephen Tong.
1983年，我们的主题是华人信徒是神国的生力军。
By that time, the topic was Chinese Christians were must be the new force for the kingdom of God.
接下来，我们在后面两三届里面，我们谈到华人信徒要怎么样装备，怎么样动员。
Following that conference, in the past few times, we were talking about how we Christians in Chinese Christians can be equipped as the force for the kingdom of God.
这一次我们强调华人信徒要扩展成为神国的生力军。
This time we are talking about how to multiply Chinese Christians to be the force for the kingdom of God.
我们谢谢唐崇的牧师在这几天里面为我们传讲这样的信息。
We thank you, Dr. Tang, have given us such kind of message.
今天早上他要讲到怎么样借着圣灵的能力，我们来扩展神的国度。
This morning he is going to share with us about how to be equipped, how to be mobilized by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们将时间交给唐牧师。
We give this time to he.
匆匆的来，匆匆的去，讲完道我就要走了。
Hurried I come, hurried I go. I'll be leaving this morning.
见到 Dr. Louis Palau, 我说你明天什么时候走？他说一早五点就走了。
I asked Dr. Louis Palau when he was going to leave today. He said 5 a.m. this morning.
他是我的好朋友。
He's a friend of mine.
没有多少机会同你们一个一个谈话。
I regret I do not have time to personally visit with each one of you.
我们这三天早上的讲座。
For these three mornings.
我们先从圣父、圣子、圣灵这样同心合意。把救赎人的工作显明在圣经里面。
We have seen how the Bible reveals the work of salvation by God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
第二天我们就思想到天使、先知与圣徒怎样反映神这个救赎的大功。
Yesterday we saw how the angels, the prophets, and the saints responded to this great salvation.
今天我们的思想，我们传福音的时候怎么样认识神，怎样救赎人，圣灵怎么样帮助。
And this morning we'll look at the experience of how we come to understand and receive salvation according to the power of the Spirit.
把这三篇的信息总结起来。
And to sum up all three,
就是整个宇宙神救赎人的这个救赎论的一个神学的道理。
What you have is a theology of God's work of salvation in the universe.
我盼望我有生之年每一篇的信息都是以奉心从布道的日程来传讲。里面都是神学教义的正统的内容。
While I have life and breath, every message I preach will be revivalistic and evangelistic with strong theological content.
当这些的思想传出去的时候
，and when these messages become spread abroad,
盼望对文化同错误的这个神学同错误的教义的解释有一些呢重新的更正批判的工作。
I hope that it has a critical and evaluative or corrective work.On culture and wrong theology.
使我们在对基督的信仰里面有更新变化的心思意念。
That our faith in Christ might be through a renewed mind.
我们要继续不断归正，归正，归正，就是归回神的正道。
We must reform, reform, and yet reform back to the Word of God.
永无止息的更新。
Always reforming.
永无止息的改变。
Always changing.
不是越改变越离开主的话，是越改变越亲近主的话语。
Not to change to depart from God's word, but changing to getting closer and closer to God's word.
我们现在要先读三处的圣经。
We'll read three passages this morning.
第一处的圣经是昨天所讲的、所念的那一段的最后的一两句话。
First of all, 1 Peter 1 again, the final statements.
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter 1.
我们大家一同开了这段的圣经，我们来读这几句的话语。
We'll read in Chinese.
我先念第十二节，然后最后几句，请你们念。他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们。接下去大家读，那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们。天使也愿意详细查看这些事，靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们。
By the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, we have preached the gospel.
靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人。
By the Spirit sent from heaven.
这些人把这些事报给你们，是靠着从天上差来的圣灵来传福音。
Those who preach to you preached by the power of the Spirit sent from heaven.
每一个教会，每个差传部，每一个福音的使者， 应当深深在神的面前的记住这些重要的话语。
Every church mission and messengers must understand and remember these words.
靠着天上差来的圣灵才能传福音。
By the Spirit sent from heaven.
每时每刻福音传开的时候
，Every moment the gospel is spread.
当圣灵不同在，所做的都是徒然的。
Without the presence of the Spirit, all is in vain.
每时每刻传福音的时候
，Every moment when we evangelize,
不顺从圣灵，我们就毫无有用。
Without obedience to the Spirit, there is no use.
每时每刻我们传福音的时候
，Every moment the gospel goes out,
圣灵一动工，就是最刚硬的石头也可以变成亚伯拉罕的子孙。
When the Spirit works, the hardest stones become the children of Abraham.
圣灵与我们同在的时候
When the Holy Spirit works with us,
最软弱的人都可以为主勇敢传道
The weakest can become strong witnesses for Christ.
圣灵充满的记号之一就是勇敢高举十字架
One of the signs of the fullness of the Spirit is a bold proclamation of Jesus Christ.
一个被圣灵充满的人对自己的生死不顾，对自己的利害不计。
A person who is filled with the Spirit does not care about life and death, gain or loss.
一个被圣灵充满的人，威武不能屈，这个贫穷不能移，富贵不能淫。
A person who is filled with the Spirit does not fear wealth or poverty.
一个被圣灵充满的人，他说看见的是神的宝座，不是可怕的政权。
A person who is filled with the Spirit sees the throne of God and not political authorities.
一个被圣灵充满的人，他看见的是那个拒绝基督的面孔背后有个忧伤需要拯救的心灵。
Behind the face of an opponent of the gospel, the messenger sees the grieving Holy Spirit.
一个被圣灵充满的人看见的是基督为我们破碎的那个爱的心，同为我们破碎的身体，要救赎，一定要把人带回天父面前那个伟大。
Behind this hard, stony heart, the messenger sees the grieving, the broken heart and the broken body of Jesus Christ seeking the lost.
一个被圣灵充满的人，他一定要遵行上帝的儿子所给我们的大使命。
Person who's filled with the Holy Spirit must obey the will of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
当我们提到这个 Great Commission 这个字的时候，我认为还不够尊敬这个伟大的使命。
I think the Great Commission is not strong enough a term.
我常常提议我们应该改成 the greatest commission in the universe.
我觉得应该改做啊。全宇宙最大的使命。
没有一个使命比这个使命更大。
There is no greater commission.
这个使命大到一个地步，连神的独生子都应要死才能成全的。
The commission is so great that God's Son must die to realize it.
在83年的这个聚会，我的讲座里面，我讲了几句话语。
I said several things in Chinese Mission 83.
这个大使命以前，神的儿子为父所差遣。
Before the Great Commission, the Father had sent the Son.
在大使命以后，神的儿子把教会差到这个世界里面去。
After the Great Commission, the Son sent the Church into the world.
基督的父怎么样差遣我，我照样差遣你们。
Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, so send I you.
在大使命以前，是神的独生子为我们流血舍命。
Before the Great Commission, the Son of God shed His blood for us.
在大使命以后，是千千万万的圣徒为基督流血舍命。
After the Great Commission, thousands of martyrs.Bleed for Jesus Christ.
在大使命以前，是基督站在人的代表地位，绝对顺服天父。
Before the Great Commission, the Son of God represented mankind before God the Father.
大使命以后，是真正蒙救赎的儿女，绝对顺服基督为主。
And after the Great Commission, it is the Church, the children of God, who truly obeys God.
在大使命以前，我们看见在基督里神的荣耀的形象彰显出来。
We see the glorious image of God reflecting the Son before the Great Commission.
没有透过基督，没有人认识上帝。
Without Christ, apart from Christ, no one comes to know God.
在大使命以后，教会成为基督的代表，人没有透过教会福音的行动，从圣洁的见证，没有看见基督的荣耀。
After the Great Commission, the Church becomes a representative of God, and apart from the Church, man does not hear the gospel.
在大使命以前，我们看见圣灵充满圣子，做成圣父所托付的工作。
For the Great Commission, the Spirit filled the Son to accomplish the Father's will.
在大使命之后，同样因为圣灵要浇灌充满那些福音的使者，让他们也成全主要托付他们的工作。
And after the Great Commission, the Spirit fills God's messengers to likewise accomplish God's task.
那些靠着 天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人。
Those who preach the gospel by the Spirit sent from heaven.
这些人是谁呢？
Who are these?
这些人有一部分记在圣经里面。
Some of them are in scripture.
有一部分被杀。
Some have been killed.
有一部分受终正寝回到父那里去。
Some return to the Father.
有一部分受了不冤的仇恨被杀，上帝给他们保存的祭坛的下面继续呼喊。
And some were martyred, but yet their voice continued to cry out under the altar preserved by God.
在启示录里面，我们看见在祭坛的下面的那些为主被杀的人，他们呼喊的声音。
In Revelation, we read that those cry, continue to cry under the altar.
有一些在历史中间继续不断传讲主的话语。
And there are those who continue to preach the gospel in history.
这些人是谁呢？
Who are these?
那些靠天上差来的圣灵传福音的人。
Those who preach the gospel by the Spirit sent from heaven.
有一部分就在与我们同时代的各国里面。
Some are our contemporaries in various countries.
其中有一小部分就在今天的听众里面。
And a small number are in this audience.
谁是靠天上差来的圣灵传福音的人？
Who preached the gospel by the Spirit sent from heaven?
是我吗？
It's us.
是你吗？
Is it me or you?
是我们这些的人吗？
Is it us?
如果我们参加了许多许多差传的聚会，听了许多的道理，我们没有回到这个重要的原则，靠天上差来的圣灵传福音，我们还不知道神的方法是什么。
We do not know God's method if we attend Congress after Congress and do not preach by the Spirit sent from heaven.
第二处的圣经我们要念的《使徒行传》第五章第三十二节。
Second passage, Acts 5:32.
现在我们大家一同开声来读这一段很宝贵的圣经。
Acts 5:32.
使徒行传第五章第三十二节。我先念第二十九到三十一。三十二节，请大家一同开声来念。
Through 39，
彼得和众使徒回答说：“顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。你们挂在木头上杀害的耶稣，我们祖宗的上帝已经叫他复活了。上帝且用右手将他高举，叫他做君王，做救主。”将悔改的心赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。第三十二节我们一同开声来读，我们为这事做见证，上帝赐给顺从之人的圣灵也为这事做见证。我们再念一次，第三十二节，我们为这事做见证，上帝赐给顺从之人的圣灵也为这事做见证。如果我要好好解释这一段最后的两三句，我想连一两个钟头都不够了。
2 hours is not enough to explain just the final words of verse 32.
当基督回到父那里去的时候，
When Christ returned to the Father,
上帝叫他做君王，
God made him king.
上帝叫他做救主，
God made him savior.
他是君王，是救主。
Jesus is savior and king.
他是掌权者，他是拯救者。
He holds the power, he saves his people.
这位掌权拯救的主，他就把悔改的心同赦罪的恩从天父那里赐下来了。
And this Redeemer King sends repentance and forgiveness from heaven.
一个人怎么会得救呢？
How can a person be saved?
一个人怎么会得赦罪呢？
How does a person get forgiven?
你说因为他信上帝吗？
Because he believes in God.
因为他求告主名。
Because he calls upon the name of the God.
因为他肯悔改吗？
Because he is willing to repent.
这种的答案不是圣经的答案。
These are not biblical answers.
虽然这个答案在整个福音派的思想里面是占重要的身份。
Although this has an important place within evangelical circles.
为什么不是圣经的答案呢？
Why isn't it the biblical answer?
圣经给我们更透彻、更彻底、更绝对的答案。
The Bible gives us a more thorough and absolute answer.
那个更彻底、绝对的答案是什么呢？
And what is that answer?
你的连悔改的心都是上帝赐下。
Even a repentant heart is given by God.
连能拣选主、能信基督都是神的恩典。
It is by God's grace that you choose and trust in Jesus.
我再重复第一天所讲的 the grace of God.Is prior to human response to him.
神的恩典是在人反应神之先。
上帝把赦罪之恩赐下来。
So God gives the grace of a repentant heart.
不是人有资格、有条件可以领受的。
Not because we are qualified and have the conditions to receive it.
正像上帝把赦罪的恩主赐下来，也不是我们的计划，也不是我们。应当有的条件。
It's not your plan or my plan that God sends repentance and forgiveness.
Leon Morris 在《约翰福音》第六章的注释的 footnote 里面讲一句话。
Leon Morris said this in his commentary footnotes on John 6.
Bible leaves no room for human merit in receiving the grace of salvation.
圣经在人接受神的救恩的恩典里面，人的功劳是一点都没有的。
人无毫无功劳可言。
No merit for us.
神的预定。
Because of God's predestination, because of God's commissioning, God's redemption, its accomplishment, and after Christ went to heaven, the grace of forgiveness and the grace of repentance is sent from heaven. Third passage is Romans chapter 10. Romans 10:9-15.
第九节，我们弟兄们读：你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信上帝叫他从死里复活，就必得救。第十节，因为人心里相信，就可以称义；口里承认，就可以得救。第十一节，经常说凡信他的人，必不至于羞愧。犹太人和希利尼人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主，他也厚待一切求告他的人。因为凡求告主名的就必得救，然而人未曾信他，咋能求他呢？未曾听见他，咋能信他呢？没有传道的怎能听见呢？没有奉差遣怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。感谢上帝，我们今天读经就到这个地方。
That's all we'll read this morning.
在保罗这写罗马书的时代，
When Paul wrote Romans,
那个是世界最大的政权，
The greatest power on earth at that time,
最广的版图，
With the greatest territory,
最强的军队，
With the strongest military,
结合了最严格的这个律法，
With the strongest law composed,
那是罗马帝国，
Was the Roman Empire.
当时的罗马帝国，
And the Roman Empire at that time,
用他们的铁蹄征服了希腊、马其顿、亚历山大大帝留下来那些版图。
Conquered the Greeks and the Macedonians with their strong might.
当罗马人征服了希腊人的土地的结果。
And so the result of the Roman conquest of Greece.
他武力上是胜利了。
They had military strength.
他的版图是增加了。
The territory increased.
但是呢，这个结果就是希腊的头脑征服了罗马人的脑子。
However, it was the Greek mind that conquered Romans.
这里有拳头的得胜，哪里有观念的得胜，所以结果呢就融会贯通，把希腊的一些文化、法律加强了罗马帝国的统治的这个基础。
One is the might of the arm, one is the might of the mind, which strengthened the Roman rule.
罗马的凯撒、大帝这些人都把自己当作是神来看待，要人把他们当作主来敬拜。
The Caesars of Rome all thought of themselves as God and demand worship.
就在这样的一个政治的情势之下，耶稣基督生在世界上来。
And on this political scene, Jesus Christ was born.
当宝座已经有人坐在那里，用有史以来最大的权威来称自己是神的时候，上帝的儿子竟然生在马槽里面。
He who calls himself God sits on the human throne. The Son of God was born in a manger.
当这个大有地位的人，有千千万万的铁的这个武器，有千千万万的军队来支持他的宝座的时候，耶稣基督手无寸铁的要人称他为主。
When the mighty iron of the military supported this human throne, Jesus Christ came into the world with no might and no iron.
犹太人在四世纪给我们看到他们众多的次数远远离开上帝去敬拜那些虚假的偶像。
And we know that the Jewish people for centuries have worshipped false idols.
历史告诉我们，经过千百年，上帝用各样的办法才把他们带出多神论的异端。
After thousands of years, God took them and rescued them out of polytheism.
神自己鞭打他们，让圣殿被焚烧，让圣城被打破，让圣民被掳掠到巴比伦。七十年以后，他们才回来。
God purged them and broke the people of God, even the temple of God, and after hundreds of years, brought them back to the Holy Land.
当以色列人回到圣地的时候，那个时候再没有记载在高处敬拜假神，再没有记载巴利的祭坛、亚斯塔鲁以及其他迦南的假神的敬拜了。
And after the Israelites returned to Holy Land, you no longer hear about false idols and worship in, on high places.
这个从 polytheism 一直到 monotheism 的这个过程，牺牲是太大了。
Such great sacrifice, this process from polytheism to monotheism.
有时候我看见我们教会的教义错误的时候，
Sometimes when I see doctrinal mistakes, errors in a church,
你要把整个时代挽回过来，归正到圣经的要求，我们实在是力不从心。
We feel that we are so helpless to rescue the church from error in this day and age.
但是我们的主何等的忍耐，他何等的这个宽容，到最后呢，到耶稣的时代，我们看见已经没有多神主义在犹太的事情，我们看见以色列、耶路撒冷只有圣殿，没有多神了。
And how patient, how forbearing was God. So by the time of Jesus Christ, you see monotheism and no longer polytheism. The Jews know now that they worship the one and true God. And at this moment, Jesus proclaimed, ye believe in God, ye must also believe in me.
我们念这段圣经的时候，我们没有什么特别的反应。We
have not much special response.
但是耶稣就讲那一句话的时候，是冒着生命的危险，因为随时随刻，因为那一句话，犹太人可以用石头把他打死。But
when Jesus said this, at any moment, the Jews could stone him to death.
上帝是独一的上帝。God
is the only God.
你这个拉撒勒人有什么权柄对我们说，你们信上帝也当信我呢？
By what authority you from Nazareth can say you believe in God, you must also believe in me?
千百年的试炼，才现在信仰炼净，回到独一上帝的信仰。After
centuries of purging and trial, we return to the true faith in the one God.
我们现在知道我要敬拜的是独一的上帝，你还要叫我们分叉信仰，再把你当做第二个信仰的对象吗？
We now know that we worship the one true God. You want us to divide our faith and make you the object of our worship as well?
当基督降到世界上的时候，
and when Jesus came on earth,
在政治界，他要求那些对凯撒认为是上帝的人要称他为主，这是何等可怕的一个伟大的要求！
What a horrible and great demand that those who call Caesar God must worship and put their faith in Jesus Christ.
当耶稣就对以色列人说：“你们信上帝，也当信我。”在宗教里面，他是何等苛刻、何等伟大的一个要求！
What a great demand when Jesus says to Israel, you believe in God,
but also believe in me.
With a risk for life and death, these are prices you must pay for a true orthodox faith. Now we want people to believe in Jesus, right? And we don't pray. And we don't rely on the Holy Spirit. And we don't place any importance on doctrine. We just say whatever we want and then we expect people to believe. You write a few stories, expect them to make decisions. You must pay attention to this. If you confess Jesus with your mouth, you will be saved. Now, a lot of people think this is very simple.
Just call Jesus Lord, and you'll be saved. You know what this means? This
was spoken to the Roman Empire. In other words, apart from Caesar, confess that there's one greater than Caesar. When you decide you say this, you're ready to die.
Not
a very simple confession of faith. Because behind this confession of faith is a total surrender and commitment to God. This surrender is not a casual surrender. The point is whether you're willing to pay the price of death under law and the political power. And so very often we just look at the surface statements of the Bible. But when Paul said this,
他是要求那些人说，我如果认耶稣为主，就是一个叛国的分子，就是一个反革命的分子，就是要在凯撒的权柄之下可能被杀的这个情形。When
a person confesses Jesus Christ as Lord, he is basically a traitor and anti-revolutionary willing to die.
你的口里称耶稣为主，
when you confess Jesus as Lord,
表示你预备好了没有？
Are you prepared?
你认为上帝的政权高过人的政权吗？
Is God's power higher than political power?
你认为上帝的权柄高过人的权？
Is God's authority higher than human thrones?
你看为上帝的法律高过人的法律吗？
You see the law of God is higher than human laws.
当西律王
When Herod was critiqued by John the Baptist, By what authority does John challenge the throne?
因为他在他的信仰里面，神的宝座在人的宝座之上。
Because in his heart he knows that the throne of God is higher than man's throne.
神的法律在人的法律之上。
God's law higher than man's law.
神的权柄在人的权柄之上。
God's authority higher than man's authority.
这是基督教的信仰。
This is the Christian faith.
今天反对基督教的人，比教会的领袖更懂得什么叫做信耶稣。
People who oppose Christ know more clearly what it means to believe in Jesus Christ more clearly.
许多人在信耶稣的过程中间，没有深深的嗅到神在基督里面的主权对我们的要求是什么。
Because we have not truly understood the price we have to pay when we confess Jesus Lord. 当一个
基督徒受洗的时候
，When you're baptized,
为什么外邦人反对的不得了呢
？Why did the Gentiles oppose?
因为他们嗅到这个是对主权降服的一个大转移。
Because they realize there's a great transformation in your allegiance.
他过去文化带来的传统观念的一个大否定
，because it is a great denial of their traditional existing culture。
太严肃，太可怕，这是一去不返的，一定要反对到。
It's a solemn and terrible and once and for all thing. You must oppose it。
而这些受洗的人可能就因为追求一个美丽的女孩子，如果他不受洗得不到，所以他就受洗了。
If a person just gets baptized because he wants a beautiful girl,
我随着我在教会里面看见许多人的宗教行动，我有另外一种解释法。
I have a different interpretation of such religious actions.
我不会因为很多人到前面来，我就很高兴；很多人觉知，感觉就很有果效；很多人信耶稣，感觉的就是圣灵的工作大大彰显。
I'm not very very happy and say, oh, there's a great work of the Spirit when I just see many decisions made and people come forward.
因为在这个背后，只有神知道人的心是什么。
Because behind all this, only God.Knows man's heart.
你的口里称耶稣为主
you confess Jesus as Lord.
是不是等于说主啊主啊，你就得救了呢？
Does that mean you say Lord, Lord, and you are saved?
因为全本圣经的总原则是反对这种表面的解经的。
Because the basic principle of Scripture is against such superficial interpretation.
全本圣经的总原则告诉我们，不是所有称耶稣为主的人都可以得救。
Because the Bible tells us that not all who call Jesus Lord, Lord will be saved.
耶稣基督在马太福音第七章的最后一段这么讲。
How does Jesus?Points this out in Matthew 7.
不是凡称呼我主啊主啊的人都进天国。
Not all who calls me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯独那遵行天父旨意的人才能进去。
But only he who obeys the will of my Father in heaven.
所以当你口里称耶稣为主，你就得救。这个简单的解释是不够的。
So when you say confess Jesus Lord, you'll be saved. The simple interpretation is insufficient.
你口里称耶稣为主是为什么称他为主
？Why do you confess Jesus as Lord?
你这个认识口里称耶稣为主的意义是什么
？What is the meaning of such confessing?
当你口称耶稣为主的背后，同你原先要求在世界中间被要求另外一个主权之间的冲突，你明白吗
？Do you understand the conflict between the demands of this confession and the demands of the world?
保罗在这里给我们看到口里称耶稣为主有另外一个很。
There is another link between a confession and faith.
这个意义关联是一个很重要的关联。
There's a very important link in meaning.
如果我们在各样的词句中间没有找到意义关联的原则，我们的信仰从来还没有负责任。
If you do not find the principle to link up the meaning of passages, you do not have the principle of your faith.
这个 meaning connection 很重要，只有人才会有的。
Only man has meaning connections.
另外的圣经告诉我们，若不是圣灵感动。没有一个人口里能称耶稣为主。
Unless the Holy Spirit works in your life, no one can confess Jesus as Lord.
这样的我们看见口里称耶稣为主，就关联到三件事情了。
And so confessing Jesus Christ involves three things.
就是以你原先的主权之间的冲突，你要做一个决定性的致命伤，甚至要把整个生命置之度外的那个信仰的表达。
You must make a demonstration of your faith, which is decisive and once and for all. It's a break with your past.
当你口里称耶稣为主的时候
，So when you confess Jesus as Lord,
不是表面的，因为如果你没有用整个的行动付出来，遵行天父的旨意，你还要灭亡的。
It is not just by mouth, but it takes action to obey God.
一个人口里称耶稣为主，不是你随从大多数，不是你感情冲动的结果，不是人给你的诱惑，乃是因为受圣灵感动才口称耶稣为主。
Person confess Jesus.Jesus, Lord, not out of emotion or following the majority of enticement, but only by the Spirit of God.
你把这三个角度关联起来的时候，你就明白这些圣经的意义了。
When you put these three meaning connections together, you understand the Bible.
保罗发出这个讯号。
So Paul puts out the signal.
口这么称耶稣为主,
How do you confess Jesus Lord?
你要否定凯撒,
you must deny Caesar.
你要否定人自我神化的绝对观念,
deny this concept of man absolutizing himself.
你要否定你的社会上的价值从生命存在的这个权利,
deny your social value in human realm.
你才能口称耶稣为主,
then you can confess with your mouth Jesus Lord.
你口称耶稣为主的时候你要预备遵行天父的旨意,
when you confess Jesus you're ready to obey the Father's will.
你口称耶稣为主的时候你要知道是圣灵感动的结果不是你自己能决定的事情,
and you must know that it's by the Holy Spirit and not by human decision to confess Jesus Lord.
你口里称耶稣为主,
when a person confesses Jesus as
Lord, 心里相信耶稣叫他从死里复活,
and believes with his heart that God raised him from the dead,
表示这个宗教性的韧性同灵性里面的这一个真诚的结合是不能缺少的,
it means that there is a vital important connection between the religious mind and the heart.
在天主教的信仰里面, 口里的韧性就是信仰,
in the Catholic faith the confession by your mouth is faith.
口里的人心就可以受洗, 受洗就等于得救了。
Confessing means, means baptism, baptism means salvation.
你若受洗了, 你认信了, 你就是一个基督徒了。
When you confess, you get baptized, you're a Christian.
但你圣经的原则比这个更严格。
But the Bible has a stricter demand.
你口里的人心如果没有灵里面, 那个真正明白这个信的意义, 同人心所付的代价, 与神之间的真正的关联, 还不是信仰。
This faith, if it's not connected with the religious understanding and your willingness to pay the price, that's not true faith. If you confess with your mouth, Jesus Lord, and with your heart you believe that God raised him from the dead, and this Lord is the Christ who went from suffering into glory.
道成肉身来证明他是人以复活来证明他是神的这一位主,
and it is Jesus Christ who became flesh to prove that he is man, he rose from the dead to prove he is God.
这一位主是借着顺服在律法里面以至于死被钉十字架但是在神的荣耀里面从神的计划里面得胜死权的魔鬼而从死里复活的基督,
this is he who obeyed completely the will of God and the law of God, and he has triumphed over Satan, and he is Lord and King.
基督的主性,
Jesus' Lordship, became the foundation of faith through his death and through his resurrection. Now it was not established by his death and resurrection. Because if Jesus never came to die and rise from the dead, he would still be forever King and Lord in heaven. So Jesus' Lordship does not depend on the confirmation in history.
但是,
however, Jesus' death and resurrection becomes the foundation of our faith. We believe in Jesus who died and rose from the dead.
借着死显明他是真正成了人,
and by death we know that he truly became man.
借着复活证明他真正是神,
through resurrection we know that he's truly God.
基督如果不是人, 没有死的可能,
if Jesus
如果不是神,
became man, he couldn't die. If he didn't rise, he couldn't be God.
为了要死, 他一定要来做人,
in order to die he must become man, in order to prove he is God he must rise from the dead.
这是福音的精髓,
this is the essence of the gospel,
救赎的那个教义的焦点,
and it is the most crucial point in the doctrine of salvation.
这是我们基督徒信仰与信息的中心,
and it is the center of our faith and our confession.
感谢上帝,
praise be to God.
你要口里认耶稣为主, 心里相信他从死里复活,
we confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that he raised him from the dead, you become saved. In the 19th century, liberal theology who thought they were so smart rose up in Tübingen.
Like Christian Ferdinand Bauer.
For example, Christian Ferdinand Bauer.
Tübingen school.
He belongs to the Tübingen school. And then you have higher criticism. Like Wellhausen.
接下去还有一个叫做 Adolf von Harnack.
And then you have Adolf von Harnack.
还有 William Hermann.
And William Hermann.
这些大思想家,
these great thinkers.
他们在整个基督教信仰里面犯了一个不能再错的错误。
They committed an error which must never be made again.
他们好像研究很深的教义, 他们对基督教的这个整个的贡献, more harm than help.
They've done a lot of research and a lot more harm than help to Christianity.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们放弃了基督的主性，只保守基督的德性。
They only preserved the virtuousness of Jesus Christ and forgot about his lordship.
They only keep the morality of Christ and despised the lordship of Jesus Christ. 讲基督已经不是主，所以基督成了我们敬仰的对象。不过因为他有伟大的道德模范，让我们可以去效法。
Jesus Christ is not Lord, he's just a moral example for us to follow.
这是基督教信仰致命性的伤害。
This is a vital harm to Christianity.
自从这个条路线奠定了后，就显出了基督教只能走死路一条了。
After this road was set, Christianity was doomed to die.
今天福音派起来。
Now, evangelicals have arisen today.
如果不从神学的堕落中间起来，只有从表面的行动起来，我们没有办法赢回那些被奴弃的头脑。
If evangelicals only rise up in phenomena and not from theological depravity, you will never recapture those fallen minds.
当 Tübingen Theological School 还有这些 liberal theologian， 他把这些重要的东西丢下去，只失去那次要的东西的时候，我们看见许多人还看不见我们的征战对象同我们的基础是什么。
A lot, when the Tübingen School and liberals have thrown away these vital truths, Christians do not yet know what is real, the battle.
从 Schleiermacher 以后，
After Schleiermacher,
这些人以为自己是大有智慧、有知识，也不要被知识分子看不起的为上帝的道做复位的勇士。
These people are self-appointed warriors to the cultured despisers of the gospel.
但是他们真正复教的精神是从一个错误的动机出来的。
But their apologetic spirit is from a wrong point of departure.
什么错误的动机呢？
What's the wrong?
就是他们只要基督教不被知识分子轻看就可以了。
Because all they want is that Christianity not be despised by the cultured.
唯有达到这个动机里面错误的因素。
Because of this wrong motive,
他们就慢慢地放弃了基督教最重要的实质同信仰最焦点的焦点的中心。
They gave up the substance and the turning point of Christian doctrine.
以为这样就复位基督教了。
And they thought that this would be Christianity.
我们看见 Schleiermacher 把基督教带到心性的范围里面，这样理性没有办法攻击。
Schleiermacher took Christianity into the realm of subjectivity. This way, reason cannot attack it.
Abel Ritschl 再把基督教带到德性的范围里面，这样呢，就像 Neo-Kantianism 一样，这个新派，这个知识分子没有办法再来攻击我们。
Abel Ritschl put Christianity in the realm of morality. This way, reason cannot attack it either.
从外表来看，好像是重新肯定了基督教的文化界的价值。
It seemed that they have reaffirmed the value of Christianity in culture.
但是实在来说，他们放弃了基督教超文化的本质。
But in reality, they have given up on the supra-culture essence of Christianity.
福音里面的救赎性如果没有超文化的本质，福音就不是福音。
If Christian redemption is not above culture, the gospel is not the gospel.
基督教的信仰只应付时代同一个文化的攻击，能够给他们暂时的答案，没有带来永恒的盼望。我们的基督教就比别的文化更低了。
If Christianity can only respond to the intellectual trends and do not give people a living hope, then our value is lower than the secular ones.
我讲二十一世纪的培灵会、布道会应当走另外一条路线。
My Reform Institute and seminars in 21st century.
我说二十一世纪整个基督教的布道会、培灵会应当走另外一条路线。
All evangelism and revival and preaching in the 21st century must take a different route.
我们对圣经的认识不是用敬虔的心去读读一些灵异解经就结束了。
We read scripture not only with a devout spirit and understand it in a spiritual interpretation.
二十世纪树林的伟人，像尼托生、王明道、季之文、王载，都做了一些很重要的工作，但是我告诉你还不够的。
I tell you that there are great workers of God, Watchman Nee, Wang Mingdao, Andrew Gee, and Leighton Wong. They have done great work, but not enough.
我们为这个世纪所已经做出的伟大的贡献感谢主，他们保守也传下了福音正统的信仰。
We thank God for the great contribution they've made in preserving the orthodox essence of the gospel.
但是那一个呢，不但回应文化，甚至向文化做批判同这个挑战的超然性的工作，我们中国教会完全还没有做成。
The Chinese church has not yet done the job of responding to and with a counter response to the gospel with the orthodox theology.
我们的责任太艰巨了。
We have such a great responsibility.
我们所有的福音运动只在表面，只在行动方面，在那个深层的架构同文化的批判同心灵对神的 道的真正认识方面还是很肤浅的。
We are too superficial in terms of responding to the gospel and reaching the depths of the human mind and heart.
当我们这几天的思想已经结束了，再读这些圣经的时候，你发现你的观念同过去的观念有一个层次上的差别。
As our sessions close, when you reread the Bible, you see there's a difference in depth and level.
我们过去就这样读，你的口里称耶稣为主，心里信上帝，祷告呼唤，你就必得救。
And in the past, you read that he who confessed to Jesus as Lord and believed your heart to be saved.
当你现在再念这些圣经的时候，
But when you reread it,
你要知道在怎样的情况之下，保罗要他们称耶稣为主。
You must understand under what circumstances Paul demanded that they trust Jesus.
在历史之中，教义的发展中间，什么时候主性从基督教的传讲中间失去了？
Whenever in the doctrinal development of Christianity, whenever the lordship is gone,
当信派的信仰不再称耶稣为主，只注重他道德的时候，福音派的信仰相信耶稣是主。但是生活不让他做主。
And when liberal theology denied Jesus' lordship and evangelicals denied his lordship with their lives,
基督教就这样脆弱，那就自己欺骗我们都是基督徒，我们的爱心为什么呢？因为我每个礼拜奉献$2。
Christianity becomes fragile because we just sort of love and just give $2 every week.
第十节，保罗在这里说：“你心里相信。”就可以称义了。
The Bible says in verse 10, it is with your heart that you believe and are justified.
口里承认就可以得救了。
With your mouth you confess and are saved.
这是表示在神在的面前没有办法逃避的责任。
These are inescapable responsibilities you have before God.
一个人是看外貌，上帝是看内心。
Because man looks at the outside, God looks at the heart.
你口里说我是信主的，我是信主的，只有主知道你内心如何。
You say, I believe, only the Lord knows your heart.
当神用两刃的利剑的眼光来刺透你心的时候，他知道你信仰的动机到底何等的掺杂。
God will look at your mixed motives in your heart with his two-edged sword.
我们如果在 X 光面前，你还能遮盖你里面内脏所存的是什么吗？
Before an X-ray, can you hide your organs?
我告诉你，在神面前，没有一个人可以逃避那真正明白我们动机、神无所不能那个伟大的眼光。
Before God, no one can escape the searching light of God who searches all motives.
你的心里相信。
With your heart you believe,
你就必称义。
You are justified.
如果你只要是外表做基督徒，你根本没有份的。
If you only are Christian on the surface, you have no part in this.
这些话是利的不得了了。
And a two-edged sword.
上帝的刀像两刃的利剑一样。
Piercing your soul.
你若心里相信。
If you can believe in your heart.
你穿这个圣袍没有用的。
Just wearing a robe doesn't help.
你加入诗班的行列也没有用的。
It doesn't help to join the choir.
你买个洗礼证，用金边把它。镀金把它镶起来也没有用。
If you gold-plated baptism certificate doesn't help.
你的人看外表，上帝看内心。
Man looks at the outside, God looks at the heart.
你若心里相信，你就必称义。
If you believe with your heart, you'll be justified.
哦，这是很厉的一句话语。
It is a piercing comment.
神看你的心。
God looks at your heart.
你怎么样逃避创造天地的上帝？
How can you escape the creator of heaven and earth?
你怎么样逃避鉴察人心的主？
How can you escape the searcher of human hearts?
你怎么样逃避毫无妥协？不受贿赂的审判官。
How can you escape that judge that will have no compromise?
审判全地的上帝。
The judging authority of God.
岂不执行公义呢？
He will execute justice.
我想这句话是人类历史中间关于法律最重要的一句话语。
Will not the Lord of heaven and earth judge rightly?
这句话记在哪里呢？
Where is this?
记在创世纪从亚伯兰的口讲出来的。
It's in Genesis from the mouth of Abraham.
审判全地的上帝。
The judge of the earth.
岂不执行公义呢？
Shall he not judge rightly?
这句话是法律上的法律。
It is the law of the law.
这句话是一切法律原则的总启示。
It is the sum of all law.
在这个美国的国会里面，你注意看那个最重要的法律的人士中间，在正中的最大的是摩西。
If you look at Congress, all the great lawgivers, the central one is Moses.
西方的世界要很诚实的承认，整个历史中间最大的影响是十条诫命，神的人类的行为的这个启发。
The greatest confession the Western world must make is that the Ten Commandments, the law of God, is the greatest revelation.
Montesquieu 不能比。
Montesquieu cannot compare.
Social Contract 的作者 Rousseau 不能比。
Rousseau cannot compare with the Social Contract.
其他所有的法律专家只能摆在四周。
All the experts of the law can only go around.
神道德的启示，这十条诫命的律法是透过摩西赐下来的。
The revelation of God's law came through Moses.
但是在摩西以前，亚伯兰讲的这句话语。
But before Moses came Abraham's statement.
审判全地的上帝。 岂不执行公义吗?
Shall not the judge of all the earth do rightly?
谁能逃避上帝的眼睛?
Who will escape the eyes of the Lord?
谁能遮盖我们自己的心?
Who can cover our own hearts?
谁能隐藏自己的假冒伪善?
Who can hide our hypocrisy?
人的眼如同烈火一样的。
The eyes of the Lord is like living fire.
他的道如同利剑一样。
His words like a two-edged sword.
你若心里相信，你就必称义。
If you believe with your heart, you'll be saved and justified.
那么这些人说，主啊，我心里相信你了。
Now people say, oh, I believe in you, Lord.
我不能欺骗你。
I cannot cheat you anymore. I really believe in you.
接下去第二句更厉的话讲出来。
Next statement, even more piercing.
那你口里承认吗?
You confess with your mouth.
你若口里承认，就必得救。
If you confess with your mouth, then you'll be saved.
你不能说我心里相信，上帝知道了。 那么人不知道不要紧。
You cannot say that, oh, God knows that I believe it. It doesn't matter what other people know.
神要一个从内心相信的人。 在那些反对基督教的人的面前，口里承认你是基督。
If you believe with your heart, God wants you to testify before men.
所以这几节圣经不是很简单的话语。
So these are not casual statements.
这几节圣经是很苛刻的要求。
These are harsh, strict demands.
这几节的圣经是神公义的要求的一个彰显。
It is the revelation of the righteous demands of God.
你信了。
You believe?
现在你做见证,
you testify.
你已经承认耶稣是你的主,
you confess Jesus Lord.
现在你的众人面前你的口讲出来吧。
You must confess before all people.
你说我一讲就坐监牢,
you say, if I say I end up in jail,
坐吧,
do it.
上帝的爱在哪里?
Where's the love of God?
也在监牢里,
also in jail.
你说我讲了我就随主受苦了, 上帝的爱在哪里? 神的爱就在你苦难的中间更多地安慰领导你的身上。
You say, I confess and then I have persecution. Where's the love of God? It's right in that suffering and persecution. When Paul wrote Romans,
比我们现在的中国所给教会的困难是更大的。
There was greater difficulty than the church in China faces today. Paul would lose his head.
帝国里面的公民，他也不能免去这样的事情。
Even as a Roman citizen, he was not exempt from execution.
他写这封信给罗马的基督徒。
So when he wrote this epistle to the Romans,
他写给那些信耶稣基督徒。
He wrote to the Christians.
你心里信吗?
You believe?
神看你的心。
God sees your heart.
口里承认吗?
You confess with your mouth.
人看你的口。
Man sees your mouth.
我们就活在神面前，活在人面前。
We believe, we live before God, we live before men.
做真心相信、诚实见证的基督徒。
To be a true believer. And a true confessor. It is with your heart you believe and justified, and with your mouth you confess and are saved. Verse 11, what does Paul say?
凡信他的人,
anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
真正信靠上帝的人,
you truly believe in God,
不至于羞愧,
you will not be ashamed.
这句话是不是保证信耶稣做的见证就没有困难了?
Does that mean you will not have a hard time when you make a testimony?
不是的,
no.
这个告诉你，你应当在内心的深处对荣辱的观念有所改变。
It means that you must have a radical transformation in your heart. What is glory and what is shame?
Fanny Crosby 留下了一首很好的圣诗，叫十字架，十字架永是。
Fanny Crosby's great hymn says, in the cross be my glory forever.
我们唱惯了,
we are so used to it, we have lost its meaning.
好像我们喜欢一个人喜欢,一直想,想到他脸孔都忘记了。
It's like that we think of somebody, we forgot his face.
我们先唱十字架,十字架,永是我的荣耀,我们到底深刻,时刻了解里面心间的意义吗?
When you sing in a cross my glory forever, do you understand the deep meaning in it?
这是很矛盾的反合性的。
There is a paradoxical paradox in a hymn. Why?
十字架是最大的羞辱,
because the cross was the greatest shame. Yet Fanny Crosby is the greatest glory. It is an irreconcilable
truth.
If I use another word, you might understand right away. Today, this year, several dozen people sat on electric chair executed. It broke the history's record. This is a recent announcement. And now nobody lies on a cross in the United States.
做电椅。
The United States uses electric chair.
有的国家是用枪毙。
Others use the gun.
刚刚两个礼拜前，深圳枪毙了13个人。
13 people died by execution in Shenzhen recently.
有的是吊死。
Others are hung.
马来西亚、香港是吊死。
In Hong Kong, Malaysia, they hang people.
有的枪毙。
Others are executed by gun.
有的吊死。
Others are hanged.
有的坐电椅。
Others sit in electric chair.
那么因为你们在美国，所以我就用美国的情形。因为圣经说在罗马中间，我就做罗马人。那在美国，我就讲美国人讲的听得都坏。
You are in America, so I speak American.
我如果唱这首诗歌，坐电椅，坐电椅，用是我的用，你像神经病了。坐电椅有什么用呀？
Can you sing this electric chair, be my glory forever?
你明白了吗？
You think I'm crazy right now? You understand?
Fanny Crosby 讲这句话，十字架撕裂是我的荣耀的时候。
When Fanny Crosby says, "In the cross be my glory forever."
这是个反逻辑、反常的一个描述。
It is a description that is contrary to logic and normality.
基督教的信仰就是这样，不是反常，不是正常，而是超常。
Christianity is not abnormal. Christianity is not normal. Christianity is transnormal.
Transnormal, supernormal. That is our faith. That is our value toward the eternity.
这个就是我们的信仰，这是我们的永恒的价值。
因为我们不是向暂时交战。
Because we are not accountable to the temporal.
所以暂时的逻辑没有办法明白我们超常的永恒信仰。
Temporal logic cannot understand our supernormal faith.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
如果一个人说坐电椅，坐电椅，永是我的荣耀，你说你应该再坐一次了。
If you say electric chair be my glory forever, you say, well, you go and sit on it again.
再不然你需要一个 counseling 或者 psychotherapy.
Or you might need some therapy or counseling.
坐电椅怎么是你的荣耀？
How can electric chair be your glory?
第一个世纪就是这样。
That's the way it was in the first century.
基督徒把一个钉十字架的耶稣当作他们荣耀的主。
Christians took Jesus who was crucified and executed as the Lord.
信靠他的不至于羞愧。
And he who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
基督徒就按照常理常人的感觉没有困难的事情来到。
Now, this doesn't mean that Christians don't have a hard time.
你会明白保罗讲这句话从第一章那个词句应当关联起来。
If you understand this, link it up with the first
chapter. 保罗说什么呢？
What did Paul say?
他我不以传福音为羞愧。
But I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
我不以传福音为我的困难，为我的羞耻。
I do not think that the gospel is my shame and hardship.
我不以福音为耻。
I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
这福音本是上帝的大能，要救一切相信。
Because the gospel is the power of God to all who believe.
信就不羞耻，三件事联合起来了。
Faith, salvation, not put to shame.
我们传道。
When we preach the gospel,
我们不感到羞耻。
We're not ashamed.
我们受逼迫。
We are persecuted.
我们不感到羞耻。
We're not ashamed.
我们感到能够为主受苦为荣耀。
We glory in suffering for the Lord.
你心里信上帝。
You trust in God in your heart.
你口里承认耶稣为主。
Confess Jesus with your mouth.
你这样的信仰不至于羞耻。
This faith and this confession is not a shame.
当人把受苦当作羞耻的事的时候，
because when people think suffering is shame,
基督荣耀的灵在受苦的人身上充满他。
The glorious spirit of Jesus Christ is manifested in a sufferer.
圣经就一次把圣灵叫做荣耀的灵。
There's only one place in the Bible the spirit of glory.
而这荣耀的灵这个字在哪里显现？
Where is the spirit of glory?
就在基督徒受苦的时刻显现出来。
At the moment when Christians suffer,
当基督受羞辱的时候，
when Christ was put to shame,
基督徒受苦的时候，
when Christians suffer,
我们就补满基督受难的亏欠。
We will make up for that which is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. When you suffer with Christ, when you are persecuted with Christ, and when you are ashamed with Christ in the things of Christ, you say, why is the person believing in Christ put to shame? The Bible says that he who believes in God will not put to shame. Thanks be to God. Because when you are put to shame because of the gospel, that's the moment when the spirit of glory fills you.
从那些受苦受难受逼迫的人身上看见的是超过苦难超过逼迫神荣颜荣耀光辉的照耀。
All we see is the eternal light of God's glory in the suffering in the persecution of those who suffer and are persecuted.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
现在我们再念九节一直到第十节好吗？
Now let's read from verse 9 to verse 10.
两节的圣经我们思想了很多的层次。
Verse 9, verse 10, many levels of meaning here.
现在我们用敬畏主的心来念这两节的圣
经。 With reverence and worship we reread.
罗马书第十章第九第十节。
Romans 10, 9 and 10.
一二三，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信上帝叫他从死里复活，你就必得救。因为人心里相信，就可以称义；口里承认，就可以得救。经上说，凡信他的人不至于羞愧。接下去十二节，犹太人和希利尼人
并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主，他也厚待一切求告他的人。在这里给我们看见福音的普世性彰显出来了。
We see the universality of the gospel in verse 12 here.
一个有民族狭窄观念的人没有资格做普世的传福音。
Person who has a narrow ethnic chauvinism has no qualification to be a missionary.
中国人不能单单顾中国人。
A Chinese cannot just be a Chinese.
西方的传道人怎么一国文化一过国界一过地理的障碍来到普世各地方艰难的地区为主传道，已经给我们做了一个榜样。
You see how our Western brothers and sisters have given an example when they cross geographical, linguistic and cultural barriers to preach the gospel to us.
我们应当成为一个 world-minded Christianity， 一个做一个 world-mental Christian。
We must be Christians with a world mentality.
我们有一个这个世界观念世界胸怀的这个基督徒。
We have a universal heart and mind.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
但是我不能说西方已经走对了路。
But I'm not saying the West is all right.
因为当西方传福音到世界各地的时候，我们感谢他，但是西方的人常常不认为应当听东方人讲道。
We thank God for the gospel went out from the West, but we regret that very often Westerners do not want to hear Easterners or Asians preach the gospel.
东方有许多的奴才相还在，除非西方的人来传道，我们才会做大布道会。我们中国人不服中国人。
Many Asians are still fools. We are not willing to listen to Asians preach the gospel. Only if Westerners come to Asia, we think there's a great revival.
We still remain in the slave mentality.
我们还在奴才的那个的心态里面。
所以，如果西方的大布道家来，大家合作，各个听他的话；中国传道来，你不听我，我不听你。
When Western evangelists come, everybody come together. When an Asian evangelist come, you do not listen to me. I don't respect you.
二十世纪有许多东方的教会，请西方的布道家去布道。二十一世纪，应当东方的布道家向西方开大布道会。
In the 20th century, Western evangelists come to Asia. In the 21st century, Asian evangelists must preach to the West.
否则，种族主义同帝国主义还在基督教的宣教的场所里。
Otherwise, narrow ethnic chauvinism and imperialism will still be in the church.
保罗在这里说什么呢
？What did Paul say？
无论希利尼人，无论是犹太人，并没有分别。
No difference between Jew and Gentile.
都是有一位主。
The same Lord is Lord of all.
孔子教学原理中间最伟大的一个原则是什么
？And the greatest principle in Confucius' teaching.
这是许多在古代的民族里面没有人看到的。
Nobody else has seen it in the ancient peoples.
也是直到二十世纪我们还要遵从的。
And it's something we must follow in the 20th century.
一句话
，one statement.
有教无类。
I teach regardless of what kind of students.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
教义不可以分种类。
Doctrine is not according to race.
每一个人都可以同样受教义。
Everybody can receive education.
照样神的福音是如此。
That's the way with the gospel.
神的道是如此。
Way with the word of God.
学无先后，大者为师。
There is no great or small.
道无白黑，明者可传。
There is no black or white. You can preach the gospel.
神的话是一样的。
The word of God is the same.
上帝的启示不单给犹太人。
God's revelation is given not just to the Jews.
当犹太人的狭窄民族主义拦住他们成为全世界的见证人的时候，神把灯台挪到欧洲去。
And when the narrow Jews, the ethnic chauvinism, prevented God's word from being spread, God removed their lampstand and took it to the west.
欧美的人如果犯上犹太人同样的骄傲自大的病，那个灯台要挪到东方来了。
And when Europeans and Americans have the same pride, God will remove their lampstand and bring it to Asia.
但是这不保证东方的人不会掉在同样的错误的轨迹。
And this does not mean that Asians will not fall under the same trap.
所以有许多人对我说，中国人拿着福音的最后一棒。我说这是自大狂，这是神经病。
We hear people saying the Chinese will take the final torch of the gospel. I said this is crazy. This is arrogance.
我们要自尊而不自卑。
We respect ourselves. We do not have inferior complex.
我们要谦卑而不自卑。
We must be humble and not have inferior complex.
全世界各样的民族用同等的身份，同样依靠上帝来完成福音的大功。
We are in partnership with all of God's people in all the peoples of the world to fulfill the Great Commission.
犹太人、希利尼人并没有分别。
There's no difference, Jew or Greek.
因为众人同有一位主。
Because the Lord is a Lord of all.
他也厚待一切求告他的人。
And to all who call on him.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
Because everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
保罗把这个原则再提出来的时候。
So when Paul brings out this principle.
那么接下去就有五句问话出来了。
Five questions arise.
这五句问话是伟大教育家才能够用的策略。
Only great educators can use the questioning technique.
一个伟大的教育家。 不是填鸭式，是启发式。
A great educator doesn't stuff the mind, he enlightens.
怎样用发问题来集中分散的思想？
And how do you use questions to bring together mind?
怎样用发问题来挑战固执的思想？
Using questions, you challenge the stubborn mind.
怎样用发问题来启发那错误的思想，把带到正途来？
With questions, you enlighten errors and bring them back to the true way.
怎样用发问题来刺激那些抵挡真理的思想？
With questions, you stir up those opposed to gospel.
我想这方面连孔子都没有办法比圣经里面我们的主所做的工作。
Even Confucius cannot compare with Jesus' work.
孔子 is one of the greatest educators in all mankind's history.
孔子是人类历史里面最伟大的教育家之一。
But Jesus used inspirational question method more than anybody else.
耶稣基督是比任何人更多的用这个启发性的发问。
在四福音里面
，In the four gospels，
耶稣启发性的发问式的策略的教导超过一百个问题。
Jesus raised more than 100 questions to enlighten our thinking.
有一些是不能答的。
Some cannot be answered.
有一些的你马上听马上明白就结果了。
Some you listen, you immediately understand.
那么教学的果效在基督问号式的教育启发里面是伟大的不得了。
Jesus has a great way of questioning in his teaching.
Next to Jesus, Paul is the second hero on this method.
在解经上，保罗是第二个英雄。
为什么呢
？Why?
保罗有许多时候用问号来刺激、来启发、来改变人的思想。
Paul also uses questions to enlighten, to challenge, to stir up.
接下去这五个问号。
Five questions.
我要在这里更正福音派许多错误的观念。
I want to correct evangelical errors here.
感谢主。
We say thank God.
耶稣为我死了。
Jesus died for me.
我信。
I believe.
我求告主名。
I call upon the name of the Lord.
我就得救了。
I'm saved.
所以上帝有恩典，我有信心，我们做一个的两股份的公司。
And so God's grace, my faith, we have a two partner stock.A company.
这就是本福音
and, it's grace.
也因着信
and with faith.
如果我要信上帝没有恩，就信没有对象
If I believe and there's no grace, then faith has no object.
如果上帝有恩，我不信，他的恩就没有顾客
And if God's grace, I do not believe, then the grace has no customers.
所以感谢上帝
But thank God.
神有恩
God's grace.
我有信
I have faith.
恩信相连
Grace and faith together, I'm saved.
如果我不信他老人家的天堂很孤单的
and they'll be too lonely in heaven
啊，上帝的恩典来了
but God's grace came
我要信了
I believe
我求告主了
I call upon the name of the Lord
得救了
and I'm saved
感谢主
thank be to God
他感谢我我感谢他
he thanks me I thank him
这个叫做谢天谢地
that's called thank God and thank me
天谢地地谢天神感谢我我感谢神
God thanks me I thank God
啊，感谢主
thank God
好在有犹大卖耶稣不然耶稣不卖掉世界就完蛋
oh we thank Judas if he didn't betray Jesus the world would end
好在我信他不然他没有人信他天上很孤单
Good thing I believe in him otherwise heaven would be so lonely
我告诉你无形之中的受了 Arminian 的思想你已经在这种错误中间已经奠定你错误的那个观念
This kind of implicit Arminianism already confirms your error
保罗在这段圣经很严格的问几句话
In a very strict way Paul asked a few questions
你说这个总原则我抓到了
Okay I understand the principle now you say
他求告主名的
Call upon the name of the Lord
就必得救
You're saved
汤臭荣求告主名
Stephen Tong
汤臭荣得救了
Stephen Tong is saved
你怎么会得救
How are you saved?
因为我信他吗?
Because I believe.
谁叫你不信他?
Who tells you not to believe in him?
你不信所以你不得救。
If you don't believe, so you're not saved.
我信所以我得救。
I believe, so I'm saved.
所以布道家就苦求信啊，快快信啊！你要不要信？你可以得救啊！
And so evangelists will plead and plead, believe and believe. Don't you want to be saved? Believe.
许多的 evangelist 变成 salesman.
Evangelists become salesman.
你信啊！
You must believe.
快快信啊！
Come and
believe. 要不要
呢？ You want it?
辅导了这么久，你还不信吗
？I call for so long, you still don't believe.
有一句话没有讲出来，给我一点面子吧。
Oh, please say something to save my face.
我辅导这么久了
，I've called a long time.
快快信吧
，come and believe.
你快快悔改吧
，you must believe.
来来来
，and repent.
你悔改
，come.
你信
，you believe.
你就会得救了
，repent and you are saved.
保罗有没有讲过这样的话
？Did Paul ever say this?
你悔改吧
，you come
and
believe and then repent.
你信你就得救了
，oh then you be saved.
圣经说什么呢
？The part of the Bible says.
保罗在雅典说：“上帝宽容你们很久了，现在吩咐各处的人都要悔改。”
Paul says in Athens.God has been overlooking your blindness for a long time. Now you come and repent.
你的悔改，你的信，都是神吩咐你、命令你，现在顺服他。
Your repentance and your faith are commands by God. Come and believe and repent.
这样的布道家一定很无情的。
Now this kind of evangelist is very merciless.
好，所以呢，好像在亚律巴古很少人信主。
And that's why very few people become Christian at Areopagus.
但我告诉你，神的工作超过人感情同人思想。
But I tell you, the work of God is above man's reason and above man's heart.
第十四节
verse 14.
第十五节
verse 15.
这里提到很多的话语了。
There are many statements.
人如果没有信他
，a person doesn't believe in him.
怎么能求他呢
？How can they call upon him?
人如果没有听见
，if they don't hear,
怎么能信
？How can they believe?
人如果没有传道
，if they don't preach,
怎么能听呢
？How can they hear?
人如果没有奉差遣
，if they're not sent,
怎么能传呢
？How can they preach?
一连二，二连三。
One and two. 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 questions and questions, challenging, challenging.
And
those who believe in Jesus will be saved. Those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Oh, thank God. Because I call on the name of the Lord, I'm saved. So I'm saved. Paul says,
wait a minute.
Hold on. How can you
call
without faith?
你怎能求呢?
How can you call?
你不要以为你的求是从你来,
don't think that your calling is from God. It is the power comes from the faith that you call upon
the name.
Believe, faith is the power behind the
confession.
A person who can confess Jesus, there must be true faith. And so here's a theology of prayer. True prayer must come from true faith.
如果没有信,
how can, if you don't have faith, how can you call on God?
这句话太严格了,
it is a strict demand. A lot of people want to pray and change God's mind.
主啊,
oh, Lord, Lord.
主你还不听,
say, you don't listen, I'll cry some more.
我求你,
aren't you going to listen?
你这样热心的祷告,
this kind of zealous prayer,
我问你,
I ask you.
全本圣经最火的, 最热心, 最热诚的祷告, 是谁的祷告, 你知道吗?
Whose prayer is the most zealous in the Bible?
你们回答我,
tell me.
啊? 哇, 最恳切的祷告,
the most earnest prayer.
是假先知的祷告,
it is false prophets.
巴黎的祷告,
the prophets of Baal.
有一些,
and there are some charismatic churches in Indonesia. They pray and they beat the chairs and the furniture.
主啊!
Lord, Lord.
打到藤椅都破了,
and even the rattan is broken.
我告诉你,
I tell you, even those who sit on the chairs will be persecuted. You think this is an earnest prayer?
那你怎么能不听呢?
How can God not hear?
圣经祷告的基础是什么呢?
What is the basis of prayer in the Bible?
你若不信,
if you don't believe, how can
如果你的信仰错误,
you call?
你祷告会对吗?
If you have wrong faith, how can you pray right?
如果你信仰没有真正的基础,
if there's no true foundation in faith, how can you have correct prayers?
许多的祷告会没有建立在纯正的教义基础上, 所以都是网球, 都是知识的球, 都是感情的球。
Many prayer meetings are emotional, vain, and selfish because they do not have the strong doctrinal foundation.
我信神,
I believe in God.
我信神的话语,
I trust in His word.
我信神的应许,
I trust in His promises.
信神的权柄,
I trust in His authority.
这个对神的主权同属于真理的降服, 使我的祷告在他的旨意, 在他权柄的引导之下,
only true prayer comes when you surrender under God's authority and conform yourself with His promises.
我相信最近很多人喜欢敬拜赞美这个字。
A lot of people like praise and worship these days.
我为你们担心好像除了聚会里面你就不能赞美。
I worry for you. It's like almost like you cannot praise and worship apart from such quote pray and worship times.
敬拜这个字希腊文的意思是把你弯腰弯下来。
Worship in Hebrew means bow.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
你一生一世在神的主权下面屈服下来。
Then all your life you bow before God's authority.
不是等到聚会的一段时间, 敬拜赞美, 以后就不敬拜不赞美,
not only during the worship time in church.
我们慢慢把敬拜拉到时间范围里面, 把祷告拉在空间范围里面。 耶稣说你们祷告, 你们敬拜, 不在这山, 也不在那山, 反敬拜上帝的, 要用心灵诚实, 我们现在回头要有一个特别的地方, 祷告特别的地方, 敬拜, 就把它拉回空间时间的限制, 那不是进步, 是一个退步。
We limit worship to time, we limit prayer to space. This is regression, not progress. Jesus says, not in this mountain, not in that mountain, but only by my prayer, my spirit and truth.
不是神的宝座, 不是神的主权, 不是按真理来求, 是凭着我们的私心, 我们的雄心, 我们的野心来表达我们对上帝的强迫。
The center of our prayer is no longer the throne of God, but our selfish ambition and emotion.
保罗说什么呢?
Paul says,
你若不信,
if you don't believe,
你怎能求呢?
And you call.
你若不信,
if you don't believe,
你怎能求?
How can you call on God?
所以你能求告诉你, 没有功劳。
The fact that you can pray, you have no merit.
你说, 对啊, 就是我信, 我才求吗?
No, I believe, so I can call.
他们不信, 当然不能祷告,
they don't believe, of course they cannot pray, so they're not saved. I believe,
在信里面, 全本信有270次, 差不多都是有主动的希腊文的动词, 就表示我信是我主动的嘛。
Because the word faith in the New Testament 270 times are in the active mode, so I believe.
还是我的功劳, 我信, 所以我求嘛。
My credit, because I believe and I cannot pray.
保罗不停在这里。
Paul doesn't stop here.
保罗问,
Paul asks, if you don't hear, can you believe?
所以呢,
你是听到才会信。
It's because you heard that you believe.
你听的时候，那一篇道不是你选的。
And you didn't choose that message that you heard.
你那一天能听到，这健康、那个机会、那个时间、那个讲员是神给你的。
God gave you the health and opportunity and a speaker on that day that you heard.
所以慢慢就把 anthropocentric religious activity 转移到变成 theocentric understanding.
You must take the man-centered religious activity to a God-centered.
You must interpret, not repeat.
I interpret.
Oh no, 我讲英文，你要翻译成中文。
要以人为中心的宗教行动变成以神为中心。
神为中心。
God-centered.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
我是听到才信的。
I heard the gospel.
信道是从听到来的。
Because faith comes from hearing the gospel.
所以你说我信
，I believe.
我求
，I.
所以我才得救。
So I'm saying.
我很重要。
I'm very important.
He said, forget it.
Forget it.
Forget it.
不要。
不是因为你求。
Not because of you.
因为纯正的信你才能求。
Because of true faith.
你说因为我信呐、
啊。I believe. I said. You said.
道你听见你才能信。
It is because the word came that you believe.
你说还是我。
It's still me.
因为那一天我太太去看电影，我来听到嘛。
Because that day, my wife went to the movies.
我如果不来听到，我就不能信，
不能求了。If I didn't come, I wouldn't have heard and believed.
所以你还要抓住人本中心。
So you're still holding on to a man-centered worldview.
好了，再挑战下去。
And Paul continues to challenge.
如果没有人传，你怎么会听
？If nobody preaches, how can
you hear? 所以传道人比信徒更重要。
And so preachers are more important than believers.
传福音的人比还没有信主的人更重要。
Preachers of the gospel are more important than those who haven't believed.
教会的传道人
，preachers in the church.
这是长老不要欺负他。
Deacons and elders do not bully them. 因为你们是
受他的教训，他不过是受你的薪水而已。
Because you are under their teaching, they are merely under your salary.
我有许多时候看见情形不对，我钱都不要了，使我讲到更有主权。
Sometimes when I see the things are not right, you know, I give up the money and I preach.
因为这长子的名分不能随便放掉。
Because the firstborn status cannot be given up easily.
Anything you say, you have to pay for that.
你所讲话要付代价的。
我第一天说，我这一次不来，我不接受机票。也不接受 honor， 你知道单单机票，我夫妇两个人$4,000。
You know when I say that I do not accept travel expenses and honorarium, just my wife and I $4,000.
那个四千块美金，我在印尼可以请一个人做传道，在一些比较小的地方8个月。
I can use that money and hire an evangelist for 8 months in a smaller place in Indonesia.
言归正传。
Okay, now we come back to what we're saying.
不要笑，你笑我不是好笑的。
Don't laugh, I'm not funny.
我在教导一些重要的原则。
I'm teaching you important truths.
当你讲一个东西的时候
，When you say something，
你正是传神的道的时候
，When you preach the word of God，
讲道的比听到的更要紧。
And those who preach the gospel more important than those who believe.
听到神道的人要用敬重神仆人的这个态度来到上帝面前。
Because a person who hears the gospel must come with a reverent attitude toward God, but also his messengers.
北美，特别美国的教会不能复兴的原因，是因为这四长老因为有钱来付牧师薪水，所以没有好好听上帝仆人的话。
Deacons and elders bully the pastor and do not hear God's word because they have the money.
你们出一些钱就管上帝的仆人，你的罪很大的。
You put out a little money and you control God's servant, your sin is great.
一个传道人如果一个月好好做工，照他的才干智慧可以赚$10,000，他只收$2,000。你告诉你明白吗？我认为这个传道人是每个月奉献$8,000。
If a preacher can make $10,000 a month and only get $2,000 per month from you, he has already offered $8,000 a month. You understand that?
他的奉献不是照你账单里面的数目来看的。
Not according to your accounts.
是照着在神面前为了众人的需要，他牺牲从那边来。
But according to God and the needs of men, he has sacrificed.
如果一个执事长老应当每个月十分之一要奉献，比如说$600出来，他就拿$200，他是偷上帝$400的，每个月做贼。
If a deacon and elder is supposed to tithe $600 a month and only gives $200, he is a thief and has stolen $400 from God.
他是每个月偷上帝钱的教会里面的藏贼。
And every month he steals from God $400. He's a constant thief.
然后他因为奉献$200，比传道的人奉献更多，就来欺负传道的，这是犯大罪的贼。
And if he feels that he is offered more than the pastor, he is a sinful robber.
我不奇怪，我讲到呢，牧师也怕，这事也怕，会友也怕，大家怕我讲到怕得要命。
I'm not surprised that people are afraid of my preaching, pastors, deacons, and believers.
但你再想，这是
里面的
原理对不对
？Are these right?
有的人说，唐牧师啊，你要来办学院，你的钱在哪？我说没有。
Some people ask me, Reverend Tong, where's your money for your institute?
很多大学生就是中国大陆来，没有钱怎么办
？A lot of mainland Chinese students, they don't have money. What are you going to do?
你们好好去做工，储蓄钱再来读。
You go work and you save your money and come.
我6月份来教一个月，我自己机票要自己负责，我完全不拿薪水，我要在你替你筹钱。Forget it.
I come and sacrifice my time and travel, and you want me to raise money for you? Forget it.
照圣经的原则，你背起你的十字架来跟随主。
You pick up your cross, you come follow Jesus Christ.
我的十字架很重了，再替你背是替你减少天上的赏赐，我不做。
My cross is heavy already. I have to pick up your cross and subtract from your reward in heaven.
39年我传道，没有到过一个人家里开口要过一块钱。
39 years I preached the gospel, I never asked somebody for money.
你说要把 需要告诉他，他才知道你做什么。
You say, well, you must tell them their need.
你们这些人偷了上帝的钱，还看不见上帝国度的需要，你是瞎眼的基督徒。
If you have robbed from God and you still do not see the needs of the kingdom of God, you are blind.
一个好的基督徒是把应当归给上帝的钱放在手里，眼睛看谁真正做工，自己来求我可以不可以奉献。
A true Christian is a person who has God's money in his hand and look around who needs and ask for the privilege of giving.
你们北美洲的基督教文化里面有 budget system。有这个 race fund system, 我完全反对。
I oppose your budget system and fundraising system in North America.
我要来带来一个 revolutionary concept 给你们。
我要给一个革命性的观念。
圣经的原则。
The Bible's concept.
摩西说不必再奉献了，因为钱够了。
Moses said, you don't have to offer anymore. 什么意思呢？ Enough.
你们要知道，上帝的钱该归给上帝。
The God's money must be to God.
上帝不向你求的。
God doesn't ask from you.
也不给你什么 report 的。
And God doesn't give a report.
你感动你。
God moves you.
你交出来。
You.Give it out.
神忠心的仆人
and God's faithful servant.
有多余的，他一定在做别的上帝的。
If he has more money, he will do more ministry.
不要拦阻上帝的工作。
Do not block God's ministry.
眼光要很利，看见什么工作应当支持，是神的钱，你不可以留。
You must have piercing insight. What is God's word you give?
我们继续讲下去了。
We'll continue.
保罗说：“你为什么会听到呢
？”Paul says, "How can you hear?"
因为有人传呐、啊。
Because somebody preached it.
留下另外一个祸患的传道人很骄傲了。
And so now you've got the pride of the preacher, right?
如果没有我传，你哪里会听呢
？If I'm not preaching, how can you hear?
唐牧师最后这一篇给很多传道人新的盼望。
Reverend Tong, this final past message gave a lot of hope to preachers.
可以反驳这四长老了。
And now you can oppose the deacon.
可以骂回去了。
And you can take the power back.
十多年的气没有地方发泄的。
No place to vent anger.
感谢主，一条新又新又活的路来。
I now have a new and living way.
圣经怎么讲呢？
What does the Bible say?
如果上帝没有差遣，
If God didn't send you,
谁能传道？
Who can preach?
结果什么呢？
Then what happened?
Let all the glory be to God only.
所有荣耀归于神。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你能传福音吗？
Can you preach?
因为神差遣。
Because God sent you.
如果神没有差遣，
If God didn't send you,
你没有资格奉献主。
You are not qualified to give your life to be a preacher.
我不会告诉你来啊，做传道。
Don't say, oh, come and come to be
a
minister. The world's needs are great.
讲相反的话。
I speak the opposite.
如果上帝没有差遣你，你没有资格做传道。
If God didn't send you, you have no qualification to be a preacher.
在北美。
In North America,
许多应当上台的人还在台下。
A lot of people who should be up here are still down there.
许多应当下台的还在台上。
A lot of people who should go down there are still up here.
我所有请所有已经做牧师传道的人，从头考验自己，是不是上帝差遣你？如果不是，下台。
You must ask yourself, every preacher and pastor and missionary, did God send you? If not, go down.
使者。
Messengers.
因为你霸占讲台的结果。是人的灵性不能长进，是许多人羞辱上帝。
If you monopolize the pulpit and people do not come to Christ, you have shamed God's glory.
相反的，
在
台下的人，
都是 under
你不要逃避
，don't escape，
不要麻醉自己。你不要麻醉自己
numb yourself.
你不要用一些的先奉献，就把自己应当做传道的心智把它绑住。
Do not block yourself from serving God just with your offering.
如果上帝没有差遣，
if God doesn't send,
谁能做传道？
Who can preach?
谁就反过来说，如果上帝差遣，
if God has sent,
谁可以不做传道？
Who cannot not be a preacher?
我相信我们中间许多的人，
there are many people
已经消灭圣灵的感动。
You have already grieved the Holy Spirit
很久了。
For a long time,
有很多人刚做心不出。
A lot of people, you should do it. You take your heart out tonight, this morning. In God's name, I tell you,
没有资格再拦阻上帝。
You have no right to oppose God anymore.
没有资格隐藏自己。
You have no right to hide yourself anymore.
有奉主的名对你。
In the name of God, I tell you,
出来
，come out.
在神的主权下面出来。
Under God's authority, come out.
在神的宝座面前降服。
And surrender before His throne.
战惊恐惧。
In fear and trembling.
求主赦免。
May God forgive.Give you.
如果主还肯用你，
if God still wants to use you,
主在留你年日，
God may retain your years.
你的生命不在你手里，
your life is on your hands.
我这个机会完了以后，
after this meeting,
我不久要回到印尼去，
I have to go to Indonesia.
那我飞到 Melbourne 去，
I have to go to Melbourne.
如果查需要的话，马上留在 Melbourne， 我就心脏 bypass.
I may need a bypass if that's what the examination says.
不但如此，
not only that,
我舌头的这个右边呢，下面已经痛了三年了。
Yeah, I have pain under my tongue on the right side.
不知道什么事情发生。
I don't know what happened.
什么时候神的时间到了？我可能就去了。
When God's time comes, I will.
可能就不能讲道。
And I cannot preach anymore.
我不知道。
I don't know.
还有一天。
One day.
还有一刻。
When there's one moment left.
我就忠心尽功尽瘁做主的工作。
I'll be faithful to do God's work.
今天我对你们讲的这些话。
I tell you these things.
我告诉你，主权不在你手里。
Authority is not in your
hands. 不是你的自由能
决定。It's not your free will.
不是你的权柄。
It's not your authority.
使你可以选择怎么样在地上过生活。
That you may choose how to live on earth.
你信主吗？
Do you believe in God?
你求告主吗？
You call upon the name of God?
你就得救吗？
You're saved.
如果你没有纯正的信仰，你不可以祷告。
Without pure orthodox faith, you cannot
If you don't hear the word of God, you cannot believe it. If God's servant didn't preach God's word, you wouldn't hear it. If it isn't that God has sent his servants on the throne, they wouldn't preach. Every credit and power of man has been taken away. And so in mission of the church, in the redemption, the preaching of the redemption, and as we pray to God, you sum it all up, it is because God on his throne sent people and commissioned youth people, and as he has spoken. If you do not believe, how can you
call him?
If you don't hear, how can you believe? Without preachers, how can they hear? Unless they have sense, how can they preach? As it is written, how beautiful
are
the feet of those who bring good news.
How beautiful are the feet of them. Handel 每次写诗的时候,
every time Handel writes,
当他写到神的时候就用三,
when he writes on God, there's three beats.
And the glory, of the Lord, in a sense, the three beats.
Because God is a triune God. Very, very reverent. And when he uses the messengers of the gospel, he uses three beats.
Beautiful are the feet of man.
Working with the triune God.
Peter
said, we are witnesses to these things. God. And the spirit of those who obey God also believe. Witness. How beautiful are their
feet.
And I read this. I thought of Handel's
music.
And you come back to the Old Testament. I'm touched. One time I went to the inland Sarawak in East Malaysia. I just came back from Toronto. In a very modern place. In the most beautiful auditorium. Finished. I flew back. The scheduled time came. I went to the most backward and interior place. I went from Malang to Surabaya. From Surabaya to Jakarta. Jakarta to Singapore.
Singapore to Kuching.
Singapore to Kuching.
Kuching to Miri.
Kuching to Miri.
Miri to Lawa.
Miri to Lawa.
单单第一站我要转七个地方。
Seven stops on the way.
到的时候呢,
when you get there,
38个人,
38 people,
带着笛子,
with their flute,
来欢迎,
to welcome
me. 把我带到村长那里,
brought me to the tribe.
一辆汽车都没有,
no car.
一辆摩托车都没有,
no motorcycle.
就是
the most backward place.
村长见到我,
and the tribe
of
the how many people here?
我说三万八,
38,000? No.
三千八,
3,800? No.
三百八,
380? No.
就是刚才欢迎你的38个人就是整个村子里的人。
The 38 people, that's the whole village.
从来没有到这样小的地方,
I've never been to such a small place.
耳朵拉得这么长,
and their ears are so long.
身上只有几块布,
only a few cloths on their
他们在乡下里面走,
and they're walking.
他是现在把你的鞋子脱下来,
now take off your shoes.
鞋子脱下来,
I took off my shoes.
他给我换了一个又胖又大下面又尖的很多的这个塑胶钉的鞋子,
and gave me a shoe that is huge and with lots of nails. It's almost like two tanks under my feet. I walk. I walk with them. I walk 3.5 hours. A muddy road. And after halfway, mud filled the shoes. That is huge, heavy shoes. I didn't use that earlier shoe. You will think if you use the other pair. Huge, heavy.
Shoes.
Heavy.
Heavy.
Immediately go and wash. We wash the burden on
our feet.
Continue to walk. When we get there, a snake came out. Immediately, they killed it. We continue to walk. 2,000 people waiting for us. From dozens of towns. Some walk for 5 days. No car. No bicycle. No means of transportation. They walk there.
排长队，一个一个跟我握手。
They line up to welcome me.
每个人握一次，我握2000多次。
Every person shake hands with me once. I shook 2000.
握完的时候酸的要死。
Afterwards, I'm sorry.
你还要笑？你没有
You're still laughing. You have no conscience.
我酸的要死。
I was sorry.
看见那边的再过来，那个小孩子好像看见从外面的来不一样的，所以要握两次。
They shook hands twice because these are different people.
我到了那边以后，我看这么乡下的地方，没有一本书。
No book.
除了新约圣经跟圣诗以外
only New Testament
完全没有别的书
No book.
那个时候呢我见了一个人叫 Mrs. Belcher
I saw Mrs. Belcher
这个人是 Melbourne University 的一个教授的太太
The wife of a professor from Melbourne University
他们猛上帝呼召离开 Melbourne
they left Melbourne
到内地去传
They got there
我说你在这里多久
I said how long have you been here
不太久只有36年
Not too long only 36 years
我说你做什么工作
What are you doing here
我没有做什么
Not much
做一些工作
I'll do one thing
第一步听他们讲话
hear their language,
慢慢明白
code their language,
为他们造字母写他们整个民族的语言
build the alphabet their language
第二
number two,
我把圣经慢慢翻译成他们
and then translate the Bible
当我们经过一个地方的时候
and we walk by a place,
要走到一个绳子的桥那去
and we walk on a rope bridge
这个桥呢
the bridge,
就是一块木板
one plank
有绳子吊起来
with ropes
几个人进去
several people
有没有力的
any
我有一点怀疑
I was doubting
那 Mr. Belcher 不要紧你在我后面走
walk behind me
他又大又胖
he's huge and fat
我在他后面走
I stood behind me
我主啊加添我的信心
I said increase my faith
走到一半的时候
after a half
我就发现他的脚难看死了
I see how ugly her feet were
粗粗的一直到下面
heavy all the way to the bottom
有根有基
deeply rooted
形状不像人的脚像树
Not a human form, almost an elephant form.
突然一些圣经跑出来。
Then a verse came to me.
How beautiful are the feet of them? 就在很不好看的脚的形状。
In a very unseemly feet.
我看见最美丽的脚。
The most beautiful feet are.
36年。
36 years.
离乡背井。
Away from home.
在最偏僻的。
In the most.
最落后的地区。
The most interior.
福音传。
Preach the gospel.
第二天。
Second day.
我在一个树林里面读圣经。
In a forest,
一个旋律。我就做了一首曲子
I wrote it
无论何处去我心被偷那我要写这个诗歌的时候
I wrote that
我发现圣经没一张纸的
I found there's not even a paper
快快找到一片枯干的树叶就把那个曲子写在
I found a dry leaf and I wrote the music there
后来上帝用这首诗歌呼召了许多人
God used many this hymn to call many people to be preachers
我要奉主的名
This morning by the name of God
神的国度
God's kingdom
需要很多的传道
Needs many preachers
But 不是你我能决定。
You and I do not decide.
那主权在哪
？God's authority.
神呼召你。
And God calls you.
请问
，I ask you.
你可以反对他
？Will you oppose him?
你可以抗拒他
？You can resist him.
现在
，Now.
我奉主的名
，By the name of God.
呼召你
，I call you.
为福音的缘故
，For the gospel.
把自己奉献出来
，You dedicate yourself.
一生一世
，For the whole life.
顺服主
，You submit to.
做传道工作
，To be a preacher.
你肯不肯
？You will.
你肯不肯？我曾对主说我肯
I have spoken to God, yes
我讲了那一句现在已经39
That statement I made 39 years ago
同样一位主
Same Lord
对你说
said to you,
我要用你
I want to use you
你顺服他
You're going to be willing to submit to him
现在我奉主的名
By the name of God
请愿意奉献全身之传道
Let me ask those who are willing to give their lives to be preached to the gospel
顺服万主的
福音Who are willing to obey the Lord of
the world. And
God speaks to you.
你说我在这里,
I'm here.
我把自己奉献,
I'm going to give myself.
现在,
now.
顺服他,
you submit to him.
我们低头祷告,
we'll pray.
有哪一个人,
He's willing.
你是知道,
He's willing.
我在这里,
Lord, I'm here.
我顺服,
I'm willing.
我奉献,
I submit to you.
有这样的人,
I give myself.